Yo, welcome to the Drowning Fish Podcast. How's everybody doing, man? I hope everyone out there is doing great and having a blessed day. We're gonna get it started real quick, man. We're living in uncomfortable times nowadays. I know a lot of people have been talking about, you know, a lot of stuff going on social media, rappers beefing, people don't know when the end of the world is. You know what? I don't really give a shit when the end of the world is, man, because at the end of the day, when the end of the world does come, none of us are gonna fucking know, bro. But one thing I did want to talk about is what the hell's going on with this Boeing shit, bro? Because we got Boeing jet airliners, we got parts falling from the sky, and no one's doing a damn thing about it. We got two whistleblowers who have came out to speak against this company, have magically died. One recently died at the age of 45 from a bacterial infection. A bacterial infection in 2024. I looked it up and it looks like he died from what looks like a staph infection. And the news media is making it seem like he died from an untreatable disease by naming it the medical name of staph infection, MRSA. And when I looked it up, it basically is a staph infection. And this staph infection is a little bit different from a regular staph infection, because if you've ever had a staph infection, you can just go get antibiotics or whatever, and you're good, you know. But this type of staph infection is resilient to most antibiotics, which is weird. The second one was 62 years old, and he had a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and it's actually not a wound because he's dead. So, yeah, Boeing is Boeing's here to stay, man. This is a multi-multi-billion-dollar business. We are nothing without our military-industrial complex. We need these companies, and the whistleblowers are ruining this country. Everyone knows that you can't go against the Clintons and Boeing. You go against them, it's like going against God, and the hammer will strike. Their word is like fire, and you going against them is like going against God, you know. God bless the United States government, and God bless the Clintons, because they really are the ones that run the world, and our elites are in control. I just want to thank God for keeping us safe, you know. And I'm going to pray, definitely, because I'm booking a flight soon to Israel to fight the good fight. And we are I'm probably going to die. I'm more likely to die from an airplane falling out of the sky than I am if I go fight this Palestinian war going on in Israel, simply because, you know, the Boeings and the shit is literally parts and the wheels and doors and whatnot, wings are falling off to fucking these decade old jetliners, man. And I'm more likely to die on an airplane than in war. And I don't know if that's telling you something or telling us something. It's kind of weird, man. Like, last time I was on an airplane, I ain't going to lie, it did feel a little cheap. And it felt like I was flying inside of a Pepsi can. And I wasn't flying Spirit. I was flying American Airlines, like a true Republican. And to be honest, I didn't feel safe. But it was a gamble. You see, Americans love gambling. We gamble every day with our lives. And what I mean by what we gamble, and I'm not saying about like going on a sports betting app and betting your fucking life savings away. That's not what I mean. What I mean by Americans love to gamble, I mean they wake up and they ask themselves, should I eat a meaningful breakfast with nutritional content, or should I go to the vape store, get myself a new geek bar, and then hit up Starbucks and get a triple espresso iced caramel macchiato with oat milk? We gamble with these things, man. We gamble, should I get in my car and get gas, or should I go to the dispensary to get a new car? Should we get sunlight, or should I doom scroll on TikTok and get blue light burn on my eyes? We love to gamble. We're like farm animals at this point. So I gambled. I got a couple drinks before hopping on my plane, flipped a coin, and got on. Even though I knew that the wheels were made out of Legos and they could snap off any minute. But you know what? As an American, that's just the gamble. You put a wager on your life when you get on an airplane nowadays. And when you when you get in a car every day and you go to work, you risk it. You know, you risk getting into a head-on collision with a teenager hooked on whippets, and guess what? No car insurance. It's all risky. But that's just what it that's just what it makes life so enjoyable, you know, is getting in your car and just knowing that a little 17-year-old hitting his geek bar, mushroom fucking cloud vape, and probably on 10 different whippets is probably going to kill you head-on collision. And he's probably going to live, you know, and you're going to die, because that's just the way life works. And that's what makes life so enjoyable, is that you could be outside walking your dog. You could be outside walking your dog and a jet door might kill you. You know, that's what makes me so hard every day I wake up, because you could literally wake up and if you live by the airport, God bless you. You know, like parts are literally falling from the fucking sky. It's literally raining. When people say it's raining cats and dogs, it's literally raining Boeing airplane fucking parts, dude, by the airport, because these Boeing planes are being built by people that just don't give a shit. And really, the government is just letting these illegal immigrants come into our country because they know that they're going to do way better than these people that work for Boeing, dude. Like, the people that work for Boeing, you think they're hiring illegal immigrants? Fuck no. They're hiring your goddamn next door neighbor that's fucking just so fed up with the government and so fed up with life because we're getting taxed at a 25% rate. And he just doesn't give a fuck, man, because he drives a 2002 Chevy Silverado with 300,000 miles and he works at Boeing and he can barely put food on the fucking table because of taxes. And not even taxes, bro. I'm over here bitching, right? Like, I'm living a good life, dude. I'm not even going to lie. I'm living a good fucking life, man. I make like 20K a year. I'm making it work, bro. But motherfuckers making like 100K, bro. They're like, man, I can't even afford groceries. I'm like, what the fuck are you fucking buying, bro? Like, are you buying fucking elk meat, dude, every goddamn day? Stop listening to Joe Rogan, dude. You got to stop listening to these people, man, and really just do what you got to do to make life work, you know? Yeah, about the airplane wheels made out of Legos. I heard that Legos is partnering up with Boeing and they're going to start making airplanes out of Legos now, because Legos are really indestructible, man. Like, you can step on one of those and it's really going to hurt you and not the Lego. And that's really what we need flying in the sky is Legos, because, like, dude, if you make a plane out of Legos, dude, that bitch will never break. And maybe, like, yeah, okay, a part might fall off every now and then, a part might snap off, but at the end of the day, dude, you're still going to get where you need to go, you know? Like, all right, yeah, your wing fell off, dude, but did you make it to Boston in time? Yeah. Is your fucking pilot drunk? Yeah. Like, you got to take it. You got to take a gamble, bro, you know? All right, I wrote this. Picture this. You are lost in the... Oh, my God. Picture this. You are lost in the... I don't even want to read this, dude. This is so fucking cringe. You are lost in the life of chaos, suffocating under the right... I don't even know what I fuck... What the fuck did I write? You are lost in the life of chaos, suffocating under the right of expectations and responsibility, but then a melody drift. Okay. I think I know what I wrote. Okay. We're going to restart. Pretend like that last little part didn't happen because accidents happen. I mean, just look at yourself in a mirror, bro. You clicked on this fucking podcast. You knew I haven't did a podcast in months, bro. You think this shit's going to come out naturally and beautifully? Fuck no, dude. It's like, you know, those bands in the garage when you're like, all right, 1, 2, 3, and then they start playing and then like everyone's fucking up. It's like that, you know, except I'm having to write a script that I wrote several days ago and I haven't reread and I haven't proofread because I just don't give a fuck. Picture this. You are lost in life of chaos, suffocating under the right of expectations and responsibility, but then a melody drifts through the noise like a whispered promise of liberation. It's a symphony of defiance, a rebellion against the mundane. With each word, with each note, it's as if the universe is reaching out, pulling you into a realm where time stands still and imagination knows no bounds. This journey isn't just about winning. It's about transformation. It rewires your very essence, altering the fabric of your being with every chord progression. You find yourself soaring above the constraints of reality, dancing on the edge of possibility. In the embrace of these melodies, you discover a sanctuary, a place where dreams take flight and fear fades into oblivion. So when the world feels too heavy to bear, remember the power of the sonic escape. Let it be your compass, guiding you towards the horizon of infinite potential. It's the Drowning Fish Podcast, here to serve. And that's a really long mission statement for the Drowning Fish Podcast. Let me tell you the mission statement for the Drowning Fish Podcast. Who gives a fuck? You know, that's our mission statement. Who gives a fuck? DUI checkpoints are so bad for this country. We need to abolish the checkpoints that disable the citizens of this beautiful country. They are literally on their way to the work. They need to clock in and get to work. They provide prosper. We need these people more than we need anyone. They are the heart of America. No seatbelt, no fucking problem, bro. Blow in this machine, they say. How about you blow me, bitch? I got a fucking shift at Foot Locker that I can't be late for. And if you take my ass to jail, then who is going to supply the black youth with Jordans? Who is going to supply the wiggers with oversized t-shirts? Who is going to supply the new immigrants from India with their new sandals? I have a responsibility to the social climate to instill positive results in the retail industry, to make my boss happy. Brick and mortar is dying and the police want to kill it by taking Americans to jail just because they're quote unquote under the influence. Did you know the average American job or occupation is a retail salesperson with over 3 million people in their army? I got one question. Does the thin blue line want to go against 3 million drunk Americans? I think not. You even control one man on fentanyl? Okay, I fucked up. You can't even control one man on fentanyl. Alcoholism is a choice, and these people make it every single day by waking up, drowning their fucking hatch with spirits, and getting into their car and start their day, turn on some hip-hop, and cruise to their job to start their journey. And the blue want to take it away. What a fucking scam. Fuck you, cop. All right, all those DUI checkpoints, bro, I'll tell you what, man. If I ever go through a DUI checkpoint, that's going to be my last fucking day on earth, bro, because I am not going through that bitch. I'm literally going to fucking do everything I can. This is what I'll do. I'll put my car on cruise control and hop on over to the fucking passenger side, bro, and just steer that bitch through. Because I am not stopping. I'm not stopping. I don't give a shit, dude. All right. Let me get a drink of my tea. Let me make sure this shit's still recording. Perfect. Life isn't TikTok. We got adults, full-grown adults speaking in TikTok lingo, and what the fuck does this mean? Stop using TikTok audios in your verbiage. It pisses everyone off, and it shows how many IQ points you have, minimal ones. I used to really have it for old people behind the wheel, but I think that my kryptonite is adults talking to me in TikTok. I swear to fuck, if I hear one more person talking to me in TikTok audio, I'm going to up my shit and I'm not going to play anymore. I'm pissed off. Listen, I understand if you sit there and you doom scroll and some of this stuff is enticing, I won't lie, but it sticks to your brain like glue. Attention span is weakening. You are losing color to your face with the blue lights hitting your pores and you are losing brain power. You are lifeless. You are now the ultimate consumer. You are the master of consumerism. Social media has made us like this. Consume, consume, consume. Learn the new trend. Lose it all in 2 weeks when something else is popular. We are moving at light speed. We can't remember what we ate 3 days ago for breakfast. Early signs of dementia. We are going to make baby boomers look like super scientists by the time we get to their age. We will be doomed. Too much information, information overload. Pick up a Webster's dictionary to learn more about the actual grammar and stop memorizing TikTok. I used to think cancellation of the platform was horrible, but now, when I see what it has done to our youth, we think we are learning and having meaningful conversations on this platform. It's all bullshit. Nobody is changing anything. And all right, it's a fact. We're getting stomped on by the government, but no one's doing a goddamn thing about it. If you want to do a fucking thing about it, shoot the president. I don't give a fuck, dude. What are they going to do? Bust my door down and fucking arrest me? I don't give a fuck, dude. It's been like this since the beginning of time, and who gives a fuck, man? You want to hold a meaningful conversation without blurting and out insane nonsense? The government wants to ban TikTok because of freedom of speech. It's bullshit. There's freedom of speech everywhere. TikTok has a hold of some of our minds just doom scrolling. You forget to eat. You forget to bathe. You shit. You lose time. And it's time you could be using to grow. Yeah, at the beginning of this fucking piece of shit episode, I was talking about how, you know, this rapper's beefing and whatnot. And I really try not to pay too much attention to that shit, bro. Because really, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I listen to it, bro, and it's weak as fuck, bro. Like, I'm so fucking sick of it, man. Like, Tupac and Biggie, when they were beefing, that shit was hard as fuck, man. I need one of these motherfuckers to, like, actually get into a gunfight, bro. Because this shit is weak as fuck, man. Like, how you gonna be a tough motherfucker acting this shit, bro, and not really up your shit, bro? Like, go out there, kill this motherfucker, bro. Like, somebody needs to die at this point, dude. Because in order for a rat beef to be settled, bro, someone's gonna have to die. That's really the ultimate fucking way to know who won. Like, one of those motherfuckers needs to die. And I'm not saying who. I'm not saying who needs to die, but somebody needs to go, you know? Somebody needs to fucking get it. Because I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it, dude. Like, rap is not the same, dude. I fucking don't even listen to rap anymore because it's so shit. Rap nowadays, bro, is dog shit, dog. I don't even fucking listen to this new shit that's coming out, bro, because it makes my fucking ears bleed, dude. It makes me fucking, my, dude, I can't even fucking talk. It makes me so angry. If I ever get to the point where I need to go to a retirement home, I'm just going to go ahead and shoot something up, man. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even talking about no school or no church. I'm heading straight to the fucking DMV. They always got the worst attitudes for no reason. Last time I went to the DMV to renew my driver's license, they took my photo and snapped it before I was in frame. They got me walking into the fucking picture. And if I get pulled over, they're going to shoot my goofy ass for sure, bro. I always got to take a couple deep breaths. And maybe if it's in the summer, I might take a swig of Hennessy. Because if I go in there and that big black bitch is behind the counter, she's going to have a motherfucking attitude for no reason. I know it's hot in here, big bitch, and you ain't got to take it out on me. You're fucking sitting down, bro. Like, chill the fuck out. Goddamn. You want to talk about how many forms of identification I got to bring? Goddamn. You want me to bring my fucking doctor to slap me on my ass in 1997, dude? You want me to bring my birth certificate, 3 current bills, my current address, social, and up my fucking FICO credit score, dude? You want me to bring my goddamn umbilical cord in this motherfucker, dude? I'm sick and tired of going to the DMV, man. Every time I go in there, it's fucking annoying, dude. They got the worst attitudes. They got the worst customer service, bro. What? How come everything that the taxpayers of America pay for, everything is shit? Our roads are shit. Politics are shit. Our DMV has gone to fucking hell, bro. You back in the day, dude, you can go to the DMV and get a fucking neck massage. Nowadays, you go in there and you feel like you need to wring someone's fucking neck, you know? Now, it's bullshit, bro. DMV needs to be shot up, bro. DMV needs to be shot up. I've said it before. I'm saying it again. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Last time I was in there, man, I walked my happy ass to get a ticket. I was number 84. I looked back and it was sitting on number 24. And I was like, how the fuck is this even possible? You know, how is it possible? How is it possible that I'm 84 and we're only on 23 and there's only 4 motherfuckers in here? Like, what's going on? Is anyone even keeping up? Yeah. Something that I've been doing here recently, I kind of been watching compilation videos, like doom scrolling on TikTok or Instagram Reels or whatever, the repo man coming to take people's shit. And honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, man, I find that shit fascinating as fuck. I actually witnessed a repo man taking someone's shit once, bro. I didn't even know they pulled up till it was too late. Like, I looked, their shit was up in the air and they then took off. I was like, damn, that was fast as fuck, bro. Like, real, like, it was a quickie, you know? They call them quickies in that market. But I don't know what it is, man. Like, watching a repo man take like a grown man's car, that shit's funny as fuck to me. And I don't know, man. Like, people might get upset. People are like, oh, like, damn, bro, you ain't got to do that. Like, bro, pay your fucking bills, man. Quit being a little bitch. All right. I've tried to sit here and come up with material for everyone to enjoy, laugh, make fun of, but I find it somewhat of a task to do so simply because I no longer think the same way I did 6 months ago. I am not the same man I was yesterday. I find everything fascinating. I no longer have depression. I no longer look at life in a gloomy, dark, taxing way of life. Sure, it could be better, but I have my optimism back. When I was starting college, I felt like this, like a beginner. Like I was embarking on a journey that I had no clue where I would end up, but I knew that I would work hard and that it would be meaningful. I now can hear the birds singing in the morning. My coffee tastes stronger. Colors look brighter. I even find things I used to... God damn, dude, can I not fucking read? I feel like one of these new immigrants coming into the country. I even find things that used to annoy me humorous. That annoying electric buzzing noise that comes off to fluorescent lights, slow drivers, bad drivers. I now hold precious cargo that I must make and mold into someone who looks at life with a curious lens instead of blinders. I look around and find the most abstract items entertaining. I listen to people better. I actually want to help. I can't help to say that my past self was selfish. I give more than I take. I learn more than I teach. I am a student of life. I realize life is long and also short and must be taken with extreme sense of urgency. This is only a one-time deal. We don't get another. But I've also learned to take it slow, consume the wonders around me, consume the love of others, and to understand that the only person against me is my own self. I have been my own handicap this whole time, and when I finally realized that, I had to forgive myself for the times I have wasted my opportunity to get up with a smile on my face and make it a great day regardless of challenges or obstacles. Somehow I knew this the whole time. I just forgot or misplaced the information. I got rid of a lot of nasty addictions or managed them. I love myself, I love my family, and most importantly, I found my love for Christ. I didn't want to talk about this, but I will, because for the past 4 years, I really turned my back on God and never once left my... He really never left my side. He still guided me through the passage of life. And I'm not done yet, but I am starting to realize that I have made tremendous mistakes. And for those, I am greatly apologetic, remorseful, and deeply ashamed. I don't believe in spreading agendas or religion. I want everyone to find their way, and sometimes, most of the times, you have to find yourself and you have to hit rock bottom. Yep. You have to have a real sudden change of lifestyle and sit back and ask yourself, is this the version of you that continues, or do you innovate and improve? My mentor back in 2017 told me, people do not change. I have heard many times in my life, a lot currently and sadly, most of the time it is true, but I had to think real hard about that phrase, people do not change, and ask myself, am I capable of change? Could I make a change in my life so drastic that people no longer look at me the same, or lose friends or gain new ones, not for the sake of changing, but for the sake of my future and my overall happiness and health? I never wanted this podcast to become a diary or to become a self-help podcast. I truly enjoy making people laugh, but I am still figuring out the how. The enjoyment in life is seeing other people smile, have fun, and be happy, and I struggle with my own self on how to be happy, how to smile, and how to laugh. Now that I find myself at ease with those struggles, I struggle to find laughter in the horrors of life. It is truly weird, unexplainable. I don't think I'll ever stop. It won't be great, and that's okay. I am okay with it sucking for 20 years if that means I never stop to craft. What I'm basically saying here is that I'm being a little bitch. You know, I found God. I'm thankful for that. And it's hard making people laugh right now because life is so great. And I've talked about this in the past and I've kind of had to deal with a little bit of fear too, because I've always talked about how when things are really great, here around the corner, you know, things turn really bad and really sour. And I've kind of been preparing for that because life has been just bliss, you know, amazing. And every day I wake up, like, could today be the day that I get the horrible news that, you know, something horrible happened? And it's not really, I don't live in fear, but I do live in, like, in my head where I'm like, dude, like, anything could happen today, you know, but I'm still going to go out here and get this shit, man, because what's the alternative, you know? Is the alternative to bitch and moan or to get through the day with positivity and optimistic views? Because in reality, it is good, you know, and reality is amazing. I think that I'm truly an artist at heart, and I'm pursuing other paths, and I'm still trying to figure it out. And as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to continue to figure it out, and that's okay. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to read some of the shit that I wrote. Boeing, DMB, DUI checkpoints, TikTok, just some dumb shit, man. I hope you guys understand. Hope you guys love it. If not, I don't really give a fuck. I'm getting off of here. Everyone have a good day. Share this podcast. And yeah, man. Have a good day. I will tell you, I love you if you're listening to this. I appreciate you. And it means the world that you would even listen to this. Because this was pretty bad, dude. I'm really not going to shoot the DMV up, man. Like, I don't want to harm anybody. But I will if I have to. Like, if I go in that motherfucker one more time, bro, and I get bad attitude, oh my God, bro, it's going to be a bad motherfucking day for somebody. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Share this podcast with the local police department, and enjoy. Bye.